Hello, hello, hello. Episode 5 of the Eclectic Corner is out right now. Well, not out right now. Well, maybe out right now because
we're recording it right now.
So it's not out right now.
But for you guys, it's out right now.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be out right now.
So you're welcome
in advance. Thank you for tuning in.
Or I'm sorry. I guess it depends on how this goes.
Definitely, right? Oh, man. So today's lineup would be Spotlight.
Yep, doing a spotlight on something near and dear to our hearts.
Back in the days.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a theme going tonight. It's a little bit of some 90s nostalgia across the board. So spotlighting something there.
Then the Royal Rumble.
Yes, we have a Royal Rumble coming up.
It's like a 90s battle of the Nickelodeon cartoons, maybe? I don't know, right?
I don't know if they're all Nickelodeon cartoons, but they're definitely all 90s cartoons.
Yeah, true. So. True that they are, yeah. They are. And then segment 3 will be Back in the Days. I wonder what Alyssa chose for us to talk about for Back in the Days.
Yeah, a couple random things we might remember or not remember from back in the 90s, back from our childhood. So that's coming up as well.
Yep. And then...
Yeah, and then just a little bit of kind of a who am I, what am I riddle, 90s edition. So
yes, maybe a little bit 80s. I don't know, 80s, 90s. I don't know, a little bit mixture in there.
Nostalgia edition.
Yeah, nostalgia. Yeah. So the whole show episode tonight will be just nostalgia from 90s, I guess.
Just a look back.
Yeah.
A little bit of a look back.
Yeah, and of course at the end, you know, the PSA.
Yes.
You know. So,
yes.
And if we have time, of course, we might throw in a bonus in there, but more to come on that. So, had a good weekend this week. I got my wife a dog.
Yeah.
You know, she's been hounding me, no pun intended there, but she's been hounding me for a puppy, a dog, for the longest. And she started.
It's finally here.
It's finally here. And I know we named him something that I know that you're not too big. I mean, you love the grandfather, but not the grandson, you know?
Yeah.
We named him Kylo. Well, she named him Kylo.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I guess it depends on the behavior he exhibits. I don't know if he's had any great misdeeds. Kylo from the movie seemed pretty neutral, so maybe he's not that bad.
No, he's not. He's been neutral so far. He's only 3 months old. A little mischievous here and there, but, I mean, he's only 3 months old.
Yeah, so I mean, he's got time.
Yeah.
Wait till he gets to be a teenager. Whiny and angsty and the whole thing.
Oh, gosh.
Since you're his dad, just watch out.
Oh, man.
There's some patricide going on there as well.
That's good. Well, segment 1, Spotlight.
Yes.
We're throwing it back here. Something delicious that we used to delight on growing up.
Yes. I don't know if you guys remember this at all. It was apparently a super brief moment in time in the history of our beloved restaurant, Taco Bell. But the Choco Taco. Do you remember that?
Yes. But see, though, when I first experienced Choco Taco, I experienced it through a ice cream truck.
Okay.
That used to pass by the neighborhood every day, like around 5:30, 6 o'clock, while we were outside playing basketball, playing football, whatever, or tag, whatever it was, manhunt.
Right.
You know, we just, every time we hear the sound, we'll run inside, get some dollar, get some coin, whatever it was. Choco Taco, the Jungle Punch, hot fries, you know, whatever it was. But Choco Taco was one of the best ice creams out there.
I mean, that's nostalgia in itself, is ice cream trucks.
Yes.
I know some neighborhoods very rarely have one like roll through, and they're always super sketchy now.
Yeah, right. If it's all white, run from it.
Yeah, back in the day, like you literally had them go through your neighborhood once or twice a week, really.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like exclusive to this particular neighborhood. It was like basically every neighborhood had one.
Yep.
and you'd beg your parents for money, and like they'd have to get it to you within like 2 minutes so you could chase down the ice cream truck and get something from them.
What happened to those days, man?
Nobody trusts anyone anymore.
It's, man, I remember just being outside in a hot summer day and hot summer night, just chilling with all the neighborhood kids and the friends from the neighborhood, and just enjoying like ice cream trucks and walking to the store and walking back to the store where it's like popsicles or chips and just talking and, you know, just, I don't know, man. Yep. Kids not it when they experienced that, I guess.
No.
You know?
No, now it's, if you want ice cream, your parents drive you to Walmart and I guess you get some ice cream sandwiches that don't melt in the sun.
Yeah, exactly. That's, it's not real ice cream, guys.
That's how it is these days. Yeah. So.
But back to the Choco Taco. Yes, it was briefly at Taco Bell's.
Yeah.
You know, I do remember that though.
And as I understand, my wife did a lot of research on this for us. So thank you so much to my wife, who is amazing and helps us put together this show in the background. Apparently it was quickly discontinued. And one of the problems being like not great sales, obviously, that's why most things get discontinued from restaurants. But also because they were individually wrapped, some of the employees were just like pocketing them.
Because it was so good, that's why. So if it sucked, they wouldn't get pocketed.
Right. I mean, listen, if they're getting pocketed, obviously you can't sell them and that would lead to the poor sales. So some cool news in regards to the Choco Taco. Apparently, Taco Bell is working on bringing it back.
Let's go!
Yes, they're working with a dessert factory from Portland, I think it was. Did I read that right?
I think so.
They're making a new version of the Choco Taco that is going to be exclusive to Taco Bell, because the one that you're familiar with, most likely from the grocery stores, has been discontinued since 2022.
Yeah, so
that was done by Klondike, and now they're partnering up with a Portland-based ice cream company called Salt and Straw.
Yeah. So when Salt and Straw, when they introduced it, they renamed it Chocolate Tacolate. So
I'm still calling it the Chocolate
Tacolate. Yeah, me too. I'm not calling it Chocolate Tacolate. Like, it sounds whack, but anyways.
That's like calling an Arnold Palmer a Sunjoy when you go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
it's just not going to happen.
Not, yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
It's some sort of like copyright or licensing.
Must be.
Something or other. I don't Must know. Be. Nonsense, if you ask me.
But yeah, you're right. It is from Portland, so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so look forward to some Choco Tacos by another name at your local Taco Bell in the near future.
They will be confused if you go up to the drive up window and be like, I want Choco Taco. They'll be like, what is that? I'm sorry. I know you call it chocolate, but
see, I'm not going to say that. Taco. I'm going to make them say it.
Yes.
Like, do you have any Choco Tacos? No, sir, but we do have the chocolate tacolates.
That sounds so weird, man. I can't.
I get the wordplay, the attempt on the wordplay, but I think some marketing people need to work on that.
Definitely.
Like, it does not roll off the tongue like Choco Taco.
No, it does not. It does not. The question, does Taco Bell have a hidden menu?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't know if it's, like, official items or anything, or if it's really just, like,
something that they make up like on the whim?
You have the ingredients for this, so, like, put this with this kind of a thing. But, yeah, we've watched several YouTubers do Taco Bell hidden menu items
all the time. Interesting. Because just this past week, my wife shared with me that they have a McDonald's hidden menu.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Monster Mac.
Okay.
Which is like, I think is 6 patties.
Oh, jeez.
4 buns, like a whole bunch of cheese. And so it's a hidden menu thing. So you go up to the window, of course, and be like, hey, I want the Monster Mac. And also they have dinner for 4, a box of dinner.
Okay.
Which includes 2 Big Macs, 4 double cheeseburgers, 4 small fries. I'm like, wow, I didn't. Oh, and 2 6-piece nuggets boxes.
Good Lord.
And it's like $12. I'm like, how did that cheap? That made no sense at all.
I mean, it's, you know, it is McDonald's, so.
But hey, you know, oh, did you hear this?
McDonald's up to some funny business.
Listen, I'm not a big McDonald's fan because I'm trying to stay away from fast food stuff. Mm. The only fast food that I really do is the Chick-fil-A, because I love Chick-fil-A. But this would bring me back to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which I found out about this yesterday, is that they have partnered with Krispy Kreme.
Oh, no.
So by the end of 2026, every McDonald's franchise will have to sell Krispy Kreme donut.
Krispy Kreme. How you have fallen from glory.
Listen, I don't care. My favorite donut in the world.
I mean, yeah, they have the best donuts, but like, can a McDonald's accurately replicate a Krispy Kreme donut?
Well, see, though, I don't know if Krispy Kreme will be delivering the boxes of donuts to the stores, which that won't make it fresh. So I'm like, I may like shy away from that then.
Right.
Because they won't be hot and ready. Oh, I'm sorry, hot and ready is only little seasonal, I'm sorry. But, you know, the big old red sign,
like fresh sign. The whole thing with Krispy Kreme is eating a glazed donut.
Oh, dripping.
Straight out of the,
when it's hot and dripping,
the
yes.
fryer and the glazer. Like yes. when it's super duper hot. Yeah, so I don't know if they're just going to set that up in every McDonald's, because they have fryers, and maybe they just have like a glazing station that they set up, or if they're just going to deliver them, like you said.
Would they fry in the same?
No, they'd have to have a separate fryer. They'd have to have
for the fries, you know, like, dipping the fries in the oil. No, like,
I'm sure they'd have a separate one. Like, okay, so a little background for me. I used to work at a Chick-fil-A. So we had separate fryers for like the regular chicken and the spicy chicken and the side items.
Okay.
Like all three of those were different fryers.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Okay.
And then if you were around when Chick-fil-A was doing the fish sandwiches, which they'll do during like Lent and stuff sometimes, there's actually a separate fryer for that as well. So like a fourth fryer.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, that being extremely courteous to, you know, to your customers, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, you don't want to get fishy flavor all over your chicken. I'm not Long John Silver's, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a big fish person anyway, so that's good. Good. So, guys, Choco Taco, you know, that was our spotlight of this episode here.
Give us your local Taco Bells.
Yeah, soon. And just send us history or memories of your Choco Taco moments.
Yes. You know? Send us your best Choco Taco experience.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm trying to think back, and I don't think I've had one.
What?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had one. So, when they come out,
okay,
we're going to have to do a live
tasting. We have to end this podcast right now.
Until you eat one. They're not out yet.
Well, I'm sorry, man. Like, this is... Chauncey, how have you not had a Choco Taco?
I don't know. But seriously, send us your best Choco Taco experience at theeclecticcornerpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. All right. So now, moving on to our second segment, which is the Royal Rumble.
Yes. It's been a month, at least, since we've had a Royal Rumble. Yeah. Maybe a little bit longer.
That was episode one, right?
I think it was two. I think it was episode two.
Yeah, it was two. It was two.
So we're coming back with the Royal Rumble, but this time, taking it back a few years.
You're right, because we have PBS, we have, ABC?
I think.
And then two Nickelodeons.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have the casts from a couple of shows.
So we have the Magic School Bus.
Yes. If you all remember the Magic School Bus, Miss Frizzle and her class of learners.
Then we have Recess, which is one of my favorites. Cartoon of all time.
It's so good. We have Doug. I don't know. I'm sure you all remember Doug. Like, it's a classic.
Yep. And then we have Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Football head.
Which we've actually mentioned on the show before.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, it's not a kilt.
Yep.
He's not Scottish.
Listen, I know the word rumble, and from the beginning, I'm going to tell you right now, I think Recess will win.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Like, of all the shows, they are battle-hardened.
I mean, given Magic School Bus, they could shrink like Ant-Man and get in somebody's ear or, you know.
And, like, we know from the show, when the school bus transforms, it comes equipped for whatever it transforms to.
Yeah.
Like, when it's a spaceship, it has spacesuits for everyone. So,
interesting.
Who knows what tricks it has up its sleeve in there.
So who are we starting off with then?
I mean, I think...
Now, question is this here. Are we using just the main characters from these
Yeah.
Cartoons?
I said we just use the main characters.
Oh, man. Because I'm going to say, because we're recess, I'm going to say, bring in the kindergartners.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Bring in the kindergartners.
I mean, if we only use the main characters, we only have like four combatants, and that's not much of a Royal Rumble. That's barely a Rumble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got Spinelli from Recess, and she's a fighter.
Right.
You know.
We've got the Ashleys, too, and they've got some tricks up their sleeves.
You see, exactly. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, we got to use the, you know, like, not only the main character, but the sub characters, I guess you want to call them.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So, my money's on Recess, but let's go.
Okay. I say we start with, like, Doug and Hey Arnold.
Oof. I think from the get-go, man, Hey Arnold is more of a... I don't want to... Compared to Doug, I don't want to say hood or ghetto.
It is kind of. It's more urban.
Yeah, more urban. Like, yeah, you know. Doug was more of a...
A little bit more rough and tumble. Doug's a little bit more suburban.
Suburban, right? Yeah. May not... Didn't even get in trouble like that, like the character from Hey Arnold, so...
But, I mean, you got Roger.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he could probably throw down.
Yeah, Roger was a bully who was... But once you punch him in the nose, he'd start crying and wanting to mama. And like,
I mean, yeah. He looks tough, though.
Yeah, he does look tough. It was on that jacket, I guess, and that spike haircut he had.
Oh, you got Patty Mayonnaise, though.
Oh, Patty Mayonnaise was good.
And if there's anything that you've communicated to the podcasters and myself, it's that mayonnaise is a killer.
Mayonnaise is disgusting. But so, I like Patty Mayonnaise, though. She was a good character.
Yeah.
She was a good character in Doug. All right, so Hey Arnold and Doug.
Yeah.
So Doug versus Arnold.
Yeah, I think that's where we have to start. Yeah, Doug versus Arnold.
Okay. And then who?
So, they're going to jump in the ring.
I mean, you got a kid who's partially bald with a big nose and then the kid has a football head.
Yeah. I don't know where they go from there.
I don't know, man.
I think they literally just stand in the ring and they're just like, "Hey, what's up?"
Exactly, because they're not the rowdy bunch like the cast from the Recess, you know? All right, so let's throw in Magic School Bus in there now.
Okay. All right, so Doug and Arnold are in the ring. They're chit-chatting because, like, they don't get the whole Royal Rumble concept. And the Magic School Bus pulls up.
It just pulls up. Next side of the ring.
The door's open. And I actually don't remember all the students from Magic School Bus.
That's fine. That's okay. But we know that Miss Frizzle would have been like their
ringleader.
Yeah, ringleader. Not a ringleader. We call it, like, remember how Undertaker had the pallbearer.
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So like
like the spokesperson, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. I can't remember the name for it.
Like their promoter, the hype man.
Right.
You know, so that's where Miss Frizzle will be to them, because she can't be fighting little kids here and there.
She's going to announce everyone.
Yeah.
Bard? No, that's not it. I'll think of it. But yeah, so she comes out fully decked out for the task at hand. So probably wearing like boxing gloves and like the basketball shorts and everything, like ready for a fight.
So Magic School Bus, we had Miss Frizzle, we had Keisha Franklin, we had Dorothy Ann, Wanda Lee, Phoebe Therese, Tim Jamal, Carlo Dramon, Ralphie Tonelli, Arnold Perlstein. Who are these older characters? Molly Cole and the producer? Okay.
They've got to be like special episode characters.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the kids are like the main
characters. Yeah, the main characters, yeah.
So I think everyone except this last kid, what was...
Arnold Perlstein?
Yeah, Arnold, as I recall, was always kind of like the cowardly, like, I don't want to get involved, whatever. So I think he's staying on the bus. Everyone else is coming out in boxing gloves. Ready to throw down. And just, like, rushing into the ring.
I just can't see them being that violent, no, man.
No, I mean, when they go to space, they're up there to explore space. When they go inside the human body, they're, like, exploring the human body. They're gung-ho. They're about it.
That's true.
So when you bring them to a Royal Rumble, they're ready to rumble.
They're ready to rumble. Okay. All right. Except for Doug, I guess.
Doug. I mean, Doug's just chilling. He's like, don't ruin my outfit. I only have six more.
All right, so now we have Magic School Bus, Doug, Hey Arnold, but Doug and Arnold are outnumbered because the whole bus came out.
Right. Yeah.
So they're just outnumbered. So then they kind of team up a little bit.
Yeah, they're gonna team up a little bit. Right now they're getting pummeled like knee level because I think the other kids are significantly younger than they are.
Oh man. So here comes Gerald, right?
Mm.
And then you want to Gerald and Harold come in. You know, Harold is the, you know, like almost a big bully.
Yeah,
you know,
he's ready.
Okay, Arnold. So he did a backup. You know, Arnold there. So he's here jumping off the top rope, smashing like two kids at a time because he's so big.
Right,
belly hanging out.
Yeah,
you know.
It's kind of like the scene at the end of the Harry Potter movies where you have the giants just like swinging clubs down at the ground and like eliminating dozens of people at once.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what I'm envisioning.
But we forgot Helga now.
Oh, yeah, Helga.
Helga comes in
to save her beloved.
And she's just trying to just push everybody off and just cover and shelter Arnold.
Yes.
Without fighting, but while she's getting punched in the back. And covering Arnold. Yeah. It's like she's laying down her life for him.
That's perfect.
Oh, gosh.
And then I think at this point, Doug takes the opportunity to, like, sneak away in the middle of the chaos and transform into Quail Man.
Oh, I forgot about that. Wow. I forgot about Quail Man. But first of all, how do you wear a belt on your head and your underwear outside your shorts?
I mean, that's just how you do it. All the superwear heroes wear underwear outside their shorts.
Oh, my gosh. But wow, I forgot about Quail Man. So, yeah, I mean, so Quail Man swoops in, somewhat helps the Hey Arnold team cast. Mm-hmm. Backs away the Magic School Bus characters. But then all of a sudden, we see a whole bunch of kindergartners just running with spears and face paint, war paint on their face.
Yes.
Just screaming, crazy.
The recess tribals.
The recess tribals coming in, man. That's it. You know.
Come to even the odds.
Even the odds. And then I call them the ankle biter because he's biting everybody. Even they've been biting what's his name? Oh, my God. Why did I forget his name now? They're biting everybody just on the ankles there. And then all of a sudden we see Spinelli run out.
Mm-hmm.
The Ashleys.
Yes.
You know, to help.
I think the Ashleys are hanging back, like in the corner, kind of like commanding the situation.
Like always, you know, they never get their hands dirty. They're too prissy.
Right.
You know?
Like every army needs a general, or three in this case.
That's right. But then Randall comes in and try to be devious.
Yeah.
You know? Gretchen start to devise this machine or try to compute or calculate different ways to jump off the top rope and smash everybody at one time, you know. So, but TJ, of course, just sitting back, walking, taking his time into the ring, you know.
Classic.
So now we have all four teams.
They're
all there.
Yeah. At this point, Quail Man does his quail call.
Skeeter.
For some backup.
Yeah, which Skeeter comes in.
But not as Skeeter. As Silver Skeeter.
Oh, gosh, man.
He's a superhero alter ego. And, of course, Quail Dog is there, too, because...
I guess, it has to be there. But then Miss Finster comes out and just elbows Miss Finster in her face. Listen, I love Miss Finster. Especially in the recess movie,
mm-hmm.
when they were like when they tried to come in and try to take over the school and try to make it into this giant like nuclear like laser beam thing, and she was put on her sneak outfit with all black and sneaking in. I love that recess movie, man. It was good.
So good.
All right. So now back to the Rumble.
Yes.
Miss Fester comes in, hits Miss Frizzle in the face with an elbow.
Mm.
You know, even though they're not in the ring, but just fighting, you know, they're rivals, you know.
I think Miss Frizzle's stumbling. She's pushed back to the ropes and maybe looking at the bus like, maybe I should
get out of here.
And not get out of here, but like...
just get in the bus.
Get in the bus and maybe drive it in.
Oh, that's called murder. Attempted murder. What are you trying to do here?
The bus can get smaller. We know that.
Okay, I was going to say, like, you trying to run over kids?
I'm not going to throw everyone under the bus.
Literally. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
I think she's hopping in the bus and, like, going to set up some reinforcements there somehow.
Shrink and then just bring what bacteria and other little...
could.
Get everybody sick. People throw up.
Yeah. Yeah, she's shrunk down somewhere on the map and recruiting an army.
Of what? The saliva and
listeria.
Everybody has to throw up and sick. Puke all over the mat in the ring. Oh, man. So, I mean, that's like unfair. I mean, I guess they will win then.
Maybe.
You know?
I mean, that's why the Geneva Convention outlawed biological weapons, but...
Yeah. Oh, man. But now comes King Rob.
King Rob.
King Rob and his boys come in, you know? If everybody remembers King Rob, he was a cool fifth grader, you know, on the playing ground, you know, who told everybody where to be and where to go and how to... He just controlled order. Like he gave order.
Yes.
You know, he controlled the playground, the recess area. Yeah. You know? So he came into the ring, tried to bring order, but yeah, he gets smashed as well.
Well, I don't know. I think anyone under fifth grade would respect King Rob and like start falling in line.
So that means that everybody else, like Arnold and Gerald, they're all older than him.
Right. So they're fine. Quillman and Silver Skeeter are good to go.
So question here now.
And the teachers wouldn't be swayed, but...
So would the characters from Magic School Bus be swayed there? Because they're under...
I think so.
So that means that they're eliminated then? Because
not necessarily eliminated, but they would now be joining forces with the recess crew.
Remember, but they're going to be one team winning here.
Right.
So now that they're under order... Would the other people just throw them over the ropes now?
Well, no. It's a fragile alliance. You know, it's like a Hunger Games alliance. Oh. You know you're gonna like betray each other later.
Okay.
But you have to cooperate right now to get rid of the rest of your enemies before you like betray each other.
It's like handshake or spit shake for like 5 minutes, and then we come kill each other.
Yeah. So I think. Everyone, like fifth grade and under, is grabbing the ankles of the older people and like moving them towards the ropes.
Okay. All right. So then.
So all of them have like 3, 4, 5 kids on them, just like lifting them, like little ants.
So basically, it's going to be the characters from Hey Arnold being held down then, and the characters from Doug. Because if King Rob is controlled, it's set in order. And all the characters that are under fifth grade, which is Magic School Bus and the kids from recess.
Right.
So they are, so that means that Silver Skeeter and Quail Man have to become bring the hammer down.
Yes.
Okay. So then they're tagging teaming up with
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold there. So basically it's
the enemy of my enemy.
Enemy of my enemy, yeah. It's my enemy.
Right. And now Quail Man and Silver Skeeter have an advantage of being able to fly.
Yeah.
So, they don't have...
But Miss Frizz was still shrunken.
Miss Frizz is still shrunken. She's down there somewhere.
All right. So, who gets eliminated first? Who's the weakest link here?
I mean, I think since the Hey Arnold team is ground-based, I think at least one of them is getting tossed over the ropes by these kids.
Helga?
She seems wily.
Yeah. It can't be Gerald. Gerald is too athletic.
It might be Arnold.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like...
It could be, but...
I know he's the main character, but, like, as far as the Royal Rumble goes, I feel like he's the weakest link.
True.
Because he was always about, like, getting people to cooperate and whatever. He's not about, like, punching people in the face, so...
Yeah. He had Helga for that.
Yeah.
Remember... Was it Hey Arnold the movie where she disguised herself as what with a deep throat or did it, as it yeah, was. I think. That was good. So yeah, so I guess Arnold gets tossed out.
Well, I think in trying to wrestle some of the other Hey Arnold characters, one of them gets a foot loose, but in
like the movie,
no, not like the movie.
So what did they start dancing in the ring?
We're not quite to dance battle just yet. We'll see if it gets there. But no, I think one of them, maybe Gerald, gets his foot free from the kids grabbing onto it, but in the process, accidentally kicks Arnold in the head and punts him out of the ring like a football.
Football hanging kicked out of the ring.
Yeah.
All right, that's perfect. That's a perfect one there. All right. So then, where's TJ at and Spinelli and Gretchen and Mikey and Gus at now? And Vince.
I mean, they're all just like, they've got to be wrestling some of the other Hey Arnold kids.
Yeah, and the Doug Funny characters as well.
Yeah, he'd be up like flying.
Well, Patty Mayo.
So maybe some of the like slightly older Recess people are trying to work together to build like a human tower to get to Doug.
That was a good episode. Ugh. Okay.
I bet the Ashleys could do like the human pyramid thing.
Yes. But as they go higher, Quail Man just swoops up, takes out half of the tower. They go over.
Yeah.
They go over the rope, so they're eliminated already then.
Yeah.
So who's eliminated there from the funky bunch of Recess? Gretchen, Randall, Mikey, they say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right. So now that we have partial of the ring cleared out now. Now we have who left.
So now we have all the kindergartners still in.
Oh gosh.
All the Magic School Bus kids still in.
That's a mess right there with the kindergartners.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just because like you've got the Harold crew and then like the Doug crew fighting basically an army of tribals and some more sophisticated youngsters.
Yes.
That's a dangerous combination right there.
So we have BB, Bluff. Remember BB Bluff?
Mm.
BB and Patty there teaming up to take out some of these young, pesky little kindergartners.
Yes.
Just tossing them out the ring. Skeeter Mosquito, Silver Skeeter, is also running back and forth in the ring trying to...
I think Silver Skeeter like stretches himself around a group of the kindergartners and just like trampolines them out of the ring.
Okay, so how do we eliminate Silver Skeeter and Quail Man there?
Mm.
Because
maybe we don't. Maybe they just weren't.
Ultimate powers that be.
Yeah. I mean, Silver Skeeter is basically like the...
Mr. Fantastic?
The Doug version of Silver Surfer.
Yeah, mixed with Mr. Fantastic, mixed with...
Yeah, he can basically just do whatever.
Do whatever.
Which they point out in the episode where he's introduced. So Doug's like, if you would do this, then this bad thing would happen.
Oh,
can't just do whatever you want.
All right. So the guys from Magic School Bus are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the team from Recess is still there. They start to disband. But Hey Arnold team and Funny Doug Funny are still teamed up somewhat.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think they just start grabbing a kid off their ankle one at a time, tossing them over the ropes to make some headway, kind of like bailing a boat.
All right, so now we have TJ. TJ's trying to grab onto Quail Man's foot, bring him down, because he was able to jump off the top rope and just grab onto his Quail Man's legs.
Okay.
Bring him down. And then they start a human chain and... The other one grabbed onto TJ's, and then from TJ, Smelly grabbed onto there, and then here comes, who was it? The kids from Magic School Bus, and they bring down Quail Man.
Okay, so they pull him down?
Put him down.
All right.
They pull him down.
He's on the mat.
He's on the mat. Mm. They take off the belt for Quail Man's head.
No.
He removed the belt.
Can't unmask Quail Man.
You take off the belt. He loses his power because the belt had been taken off.
Now he's just Doug.
Now he's Doug. But Silver Skeeter is still there. You know?
Yeah.
How do you... Does Silver Skeeter ever run out of power?
No.
Dang. He's actually stronger than Quill, man.
Yes.
What?
By a lot.
How do you give him more power than Quill, man?
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know what Doug kind of remind me of? Boy Meets World.
Yeah, kind of. It's like an animated kinda, Boy Meets World.
Yeah. So, all right. So to cut this segment a little bit shorter here. So now we got Doug on the floor.
Yeah.
And then we have Arnold is gone. So we have Gerald, we have Harold, and we have Helga in there.
Mm-hmm. I think just like a wave of kindergartners
already tossed out,
pile up, and just like push Doug over.
So he's done. Yeah. So Silver Skeeter's still there.
I think it's at this point that the magic school bus returns and just full size.
Pushes everybody out.
And unleashes its army of Listeria.
It's just not fair, man. It's a hidden trick right there.
Yeah, just like...
But isn't Silver Skeeter, like...
Hundreds
prone of Listeria. To this? Not prone to this. Does he have, immunity to Listeria?
He probably does. But the reason the school bus comes back and unloads its army of Listeria is so that it can transform into a Silver Skeeter capturing device.
Oh my gosh. Everybody just... Even like the fans are just sick. People just watching it just throwing up everywhere. It's sick.
Oh my gosh. So it flies up, it opens its doors, and it sucks in Silver Skeeter. And that eliminates the bus too. But it gets Silver Skeeter off the field.
Yeah, so he's eliminated.
Frizzle feels like it's a worthy sacrifice.
Okay.
And she carts Silver Skeeter off the field.
All right. So now the level playing field with no more powers. Character with powers.
Yeah.
Just
lots of kids.
Doug is gone. Silver Skeeter's gone. So we could say that
BB and Patty are still there.
Still there. They get overpowered by...
Oh, for sure. Like...
By the Magic School Bus, Arnold.
I mean, the Listeria is gonna just take out
most of them.
Most of them.
So
if they're not running, they're getting sick and run.
So I think that Magic School Bus wins because the Magic School Bus character will have their suits. Their we call that the hazmat suits on.
Yeah, yeah. But there's no Magic School Bus kids left in the ring, except for one. Pull up the cast for the Magic School Bus. Because when they unloaded the Listeria, they unloaded something else as well.
Oh, Lord. What did they unload there?
They unloaded... Oh, darn it. Arnold. The kid who stayed behind on the bus, who didn't initially go into the ring. Wow. And he is in a hazmat.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. Sneaky.
So, him. Little Arnold there...
So it's the last one standing.
Tossing everybody out of the ring because everybody's sick.
Yeah. All right. He's not even like trying to hurt anyone. He's evacuating them and giving them to the paramedics.
Over the ropes.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
So
I think that's it. I think Magic School Bus tied it up there.
Oh, wow.
You just can't compete with the Magic School Bus.
Well, folks, that was our Royal Rumble of 90s cartoons.
Throwback Rumble.
Yeah, Throwback Rumble from like ABC, Nickelodeon, and PBS. So PBS won.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that?
PBS always wins.
Yeah, PBS did have some good cartoons and shows. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
Rainbow was good.
Which, if you guys haven't seen the spoof on the Reading Rainbow song...
Try
to check that out.
Yeah.
That's so true. Funny or Die, I believe it was, made the spoof on it. So, yeah, look up Funny or Die Reading Rainbow, like spoof, or you should find it.
That's right. So tell us what you think about this segment here. You can also reach out to us and put in your thoughts in the Instagram page that we have also for The Eclectic Corner. It's called The Eclectic Corner Podcast. Once again, that's The Eclectic Corner Podcast. Yes. Yeah, let us know your thoughts on the Royal Rumbles that we've had, the one for episode 2 and right now episode 5.
Yeah, who do you think would win and why?
Yeah.
And do you have any other Rumbles you would like to see?
Yes, or yes, yes. Yes. All right. What is segment 3 there, Chauncey?
Segment 3.
What are we getting into now?
I mean, it's been a wild ride so far. So let's take a look here.
We're going back in the days.
We're already back in the days, but yeah. we're taking a look at some of the stuff from back in the day and really just doing like a, do you remember this? And like, what do you remember about it?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I think we're just going to dive into this.
All right.
Number one on here is Pogs. Who remembers Pogs?
Pogs. I remember collecting the Pogs and never wanted to play with them because I didn't want them getting bent. So I collected the different character Pogs.
Okay.
Oh. I'm like, no. These are my collection of Pogs here. I have my little cheap collection that you can play with, but not this other Pog stuff.
Yeah. I remember I'd literally go to flea markets with my dad and get like 100 for like $5 or something. Insane. So like it just had tons and tons of them, and like you'd literally take them to school and play at school. Yeah. But you'd play for keeps.
Play for keeps.
Yeah. Oh,
so many fights at school
like for playing for keeps. Literally gambling.
Yes.
Literally gambling.
Literally gambling, and so many fights at school because of this.
Yeah.
I remember those fights.
And then everyone had like the chippers.
Yeah.
I remember specifically I had a blue outline saw blade. Looking like 8-ball chipper.
Those,
yeah. Oh,
I remember those.
So good.
They got a Pog set for $171 on eBay.
No.
It's a whole Pog set.
Like, who would do that?
Like,
holy crap, there's a lot of...
It's over, almost maybe over 2,000 Pogs, I'm going to say there.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yes.
I don't have $150 worth of Pog nostalgia, but... I mean, if that's you, then there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next up on here.
Let's skip that one in case we get to the bonus.
I actually was. I was skipping it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So Game Boys.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the original Game Boy.
Yeah.
The original, the big gray brick.
Yeah.
The big brick.
Yeah, I remember the big brick. Actually... I got my first Game Boy from a pawn shop on Big Pine Key.
Okay.
And, like, somebody tell me that I'm not crazy, because everyone tells me I'm insane. But it was an original Game Boy, like the structure, like the big block thing, the monochrome screen. But the casing was yellow. It wasn't gray.
What edition was that?
I don't know. I have no idea. And everyone tells me, like, no, that's not... They were all gray. No, they didn't make a yellow one.
Because I remember the gray one came out first, and then the black one came out afterwards.
Mm.
Like the big brick black one.
Right.
And then started getting into Game Boy Color and stuff like that with the smaller, right. Thinner, smaller, Right. Just to be edgier, you know what I'm saying?
And, you know, color screens.
Yeah, color screens and stuff like that, But the yellow one, wow.
Yeah, I had a yellow one. And, like, I don't remember what I did. I looked
that up.
Sold it or something, but... It was definitely yellow. I don't know what it's from, but I'm not crazy. Write us in the email and tell us if you also had a yellow one and if you happen to know what it's actually from.
You see, like, I type in yellow Game Boy, and of course, guess what comes
color.
Up?
Color. Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color and yeah. Pikachu and, you right. know, and, you know, Pokemon and stuff like that. So,
yeah. So if anyone knows what it's from, let us know. But, like, yeah, I had a yellow one. Is from pawn shop.
Oh, I found it. Look, the original one. Look at it right there.
Yes, it's right there. I knew it wasn't crazy.
Wow.
At least not because of that.
I didn't know I had a yellow one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no idea what it's from, but there you go.
Yeah, but...
It does exist.
I think Game Boy revolutionized, of course, all the portable handheld.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
100%.
I mean, given Atari came out with one that was really amazing called the Atari Lynx, which you could actually, if you were... left-handed, you could flip it over and switch the screen and flip the screen over and switch the controller around.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Kind of like an ambidextrous handheld right. console. Amazing console. But still, though, Game Boy was just different.
Yeah. It was really the first, like, mainstream thing like that. Everyone had one. Like, everyone had one.
Was it Sega the one that came out with the Sega Game Gear?
I think so.
I wasn't a big fan of Sega like that.
Really, until the PSP, nothing else handheld had any traction. Like, it was Game Boy all the way for everyone. It's just, it's not, like, today is not like that. There's just everything
for everyone. Yeah, the Sega Game Gear, I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it. You know, it was in color, but I just, I just didn't.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was price point or, I know available titles had something to do with it. Because the Game Boy had all of the Pokemon titles, and no one else had them.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the big thing.
Yeah. Man, I was, I was in 11th grade doing Game Boy battles on Game Boy Color in classroom.
That's so funny to me, because I was, like, I think in 4th or 5th grade. No.
I ain't that much older than you, Chauncey.
No, I was in the Keys. Yeah, so, like, 4th or 5th grade.
I'm 41.
Yeah, I'm only 37.
Yeah, but I wasn't... Was it 10th or 11th grade?
Maybe I was in middle school.
Yeah, yeah, you had to have been in middle school. Because that was like 97, 98. Hmm. No, 98,
99. I feel like I got into Pokemon when I was in elementary, though.
Could have been. Could have been.
Like late elementary.
Could have been. So, what is your favorite handheld console, portable console? Because, like I said, I'll go back to the Game Boy first.
Are we including modern stuff in this, or just like our favorite classic?
All around.
I think probably the color.
Game Boy Color?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as like hours put in on it, like Game Boy Color was it. I had a teal one, and I had like the rechargeable battery pack that like stuck out from the back and gave you like an extra grip and whatever, and like a bunch of other attachments for it. Like it was just a cool thing, even beyond just having the games, to like accessorize.
Yeah. And didn't Game Boy come out with the clear see-through Game Boy?
Yeah.
That one? But that one was very, very, very limited, though. Yeah. I don't think it was, like, something that was...
Yeah, I didn't have anything like that.
But. Yeah, it was limited edition one day.
But yeah.
But I remember off the first original Game Boy, there was the Batman video game. Oh, I love that Batman video game. It was Batman Returns, too.
Really?
Batman Returns.
I never played that one.
Oh, amazing.
I played, like, the original Star Wars game, the Pokemon games, obviously, and that was pretty much it. Like, I didn't really branch out from there.
Okay. Yeah, the Batman game, the Pokemon games. What else did I play? Paperboy. I love Paperboy as well.
Hmm.
What else?
I actually really didn't love platformers.
No?
No. Which is a weird thing for coming up when I did. But yeah, like, I just really did not like them.
Huh.
Okay. Like, I tried Mario a couple times.
You didn't like Mario?
No. I thought how you fought the enemies was really stupid. I could never land right on top of them. I always landed right next to them and died.
You were not coordinated then in Mario. You can't blame Mario for your non-coordination.
To this day, I don't like platformers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I don't ride them. I don't play them, so.
You can't blame Mario.
Actually, the one platformer that I've come to appreciate a little bit is Terraria.
Which is that one?
So it's like a Minecraft platformer.
Oh.
You literally build a base and like can dig down and do all this different stuff, but you are flat. Like it's on a platform style and it's like edge scrolls and
bad pixels.
It's not really bad pixels. But yeah.
Oh man. Right.
It's a cool concept. I enjoyed the time that I played that.
What do we have here? We have beepers.
Yes.
Beepers.
Yes.
Did you guys know that beepers are still around and still being used? You can actually go into any phone carrier and purchase a beeper and purchase a line for that beeper as well. Yep. You know, doctors, hospitals, use that because...
If you were in a hospital, you probably... These are not looking back for you. These are just like looking at the present. But something you don't see a lot of anymore that was a big thing. Back in the day, like, all the business people had them, and, like...
The drug dealers had
them. Everyone had beepers.
Everybody had beepers.
Or pagers, as they're sometimes
called. Yeah, pagers, yeah. Pagers, you can actually send almost like a small text message on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which is different. I think default is it shows a number, or you can do, like, a really, like, short message.
Message, right, yeah.
Yeah. But... when you did get a message on your pager, you could return their call in your car phone. Who remembers car phones?
Oh my gosh.
In the center console, you open it up and you literally just have a landline phone plugged in to your car.
But see, though, earlier we were talking about, before Get On A Podcast, we were talking about how did beepers work without cell phones? I mean, some type of tower they had, of course.
Yeah.
How did the car phone work as well? I remember, it wasn't like they had internet.
Right. I mean, they didn't.
Or Wi-Fi, per se, like, you know, so.
I'm wondering if they carried through, like, local radio.
Wave.
Channels.
Frequencies.
And then, like, took it to a landline from there.
Huh.
So, like, cell towers before cell towers.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Because, like, even back then, every city would have been rigged with radio towers for, like, emergency responders and stuff.
Yeah.
So, maybe they used that, but I don't know.
I have to look that up. I have to look up what type of wavelength or frequency or tower did they use for beepers and car phones back in the day? Yeah. Because
I mean, was it like strictly satellite?
Yeah.
Because they had satellite phones.
True.
Technically, they had cell phones. They're just like these big old,
yeah. I mean, that was all military base, though.
So. Yeah.
Well, Zach Morris had one, too.
Right.
Same by the bell.
Yeah.
You know, how do you pull out a big phone out of your pocket in class and just talk?
I don't think you do.
You can't hide that in class.
Actually, my favorite thing was, like, you could get games on your graphing calculator.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of the kids in the class would, like, load games onto it and pretend they're doing calculations, but they're like...
They're playing Snake.
Yeah. And, like, the teachers aren't fooled, you know. They can tell the difference between, like...
Oh, he's working... Timmy over there working hard over there.
Trigonometry.
Yeah.
And,
Timmy's working hard.
Whatever, no, he's
not. He's playing video games.
Pac-Man or...
Right? Oh, man. Ooh. We have Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. I was such a Goosebumps addict. Like, I had so many of them. Like, everyone did. Everyone had, like, all of the books.
Goosebumps was good. Goosebumps was good. Kind of competed with Are You Afraid of the Dark? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Even though they had no books. So.
It was kind of the same.
Yeah, you know.
It was in the same vein.
Yeah. Didn't have any books, but Goosebumps had the show and the books. But Are You Afraid of the Dark had some good episodes as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
really good. Yeah, back in, I don't know if how many people were part of the accelerated reader program when they were in school, but like most of my points were Goosebumps until I got to like middle school, and then I started finding like giant books that were all of my points for an entire month or whatever. So I would just like read one giant book and be done.
That's it. That's good. Goosebumps. And then when they come out with the movies, you know, I'm like, okay. They did pretty good with the movie as well, too. So.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, but Goosebumps, it was a good show back in the 90s there as well. I did like Goosebumps.
That's Jack Black that plays in that, right?
Yeah.
As R.L. Stein.
Yeah, R.L. Stein, yeah. Yeah. I remember only really buying the Goosebumps books during the school book fairs.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get so excited for the book fairs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone was either buying the Goosebumps. Or if those ran out, or maybe instead of those, because, like, there were different camps, the Animorphs books. Do you remember those?
Which ones?
Animorphs?
No, I don't recall those. I don't recall those.
It was, like, kids that could turn into animals.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I remember those.
I literally had one, and it was not the first one in the series. So, like, I read it, but I had no idea what was going on. Because it's sort of a continuing storyline, and...
Yeah, I used to love when they used to, at school, when they used to, like, give you, like, maybe, like, a week or 2 weeks in advance, like the book fair magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And you go through it,
be
like, ooh, yeah, look at all the kind of cool stuff here, cool books. And then at the back of it, you have, like, different, like, pencils and erasers and little gadgets and toys there you could buy and bookmarks. They're pretty cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was cool, you know. So yeah, Goosebumps. That's when I really started getting into them through my school and book fairs and stuff like that. So yeah, let's see here. We have time for another one here.
Yeah, I mean these last. Well, we can just combine these last two. We have because they're kind of in the same vein. Floppy disks.
Okay.
The 3.5 inch floppy disks.
Mm-hmm.
Those were from back in the day, and then AOL. and AOL. You know, AIM and all of the AOL properties.
AOL Instant Messenger?
Yes.
You got mail.
Yeah.
That, by the way, that was a good movie too, with Tom Hanks.
Let us know if you still have your AOL email address.
Oh, please. Like, please. I remember when I used to get online and be like, I used to tell my mom, Mom, Dad, do not get on the phone. I'm on the internet right now. Using the internet. Do not get on the phone. You know? Yeah. The landline. Because the landline was the same line as for your internet. So it's like.
You had to share it.
You had to share it. Unless you had, unless you were rich.
And you had a second line.
A second line, you know? But we weren't rich. We had money like that.
Yeah. Oh, and then there were the people who were like mega rich. Who had two dedicated lines for their computer. And they were running two 56K modems at the same time to get double the internet.
Fast back in the day.
Yeah.
Nowadays, that won't even power up.
112K. So basically 1 megabyte.
You cannot run a PS5 off that. You cannot run none of the computer nowadays off that. You can't.
Two dedicated lines to get 1 megabyte.
And you still can't run nothing nowadays on that. Oh, man. But floppy disk. I remember... In school, we used to play like Oregon Trails off the floppy disk.
Yeah, my first video games were off of floppy disk. There was Pac-Man, Risk, and there was a attack helicopter shooter game.
Okay,
but somehow they managed to cram all of that stuff on a 3.5-inch floppy. Yeah, you know how much memory those have? 3.44 megabytes. That was where they capped. Like, that was their peak.
So how did they design? I mean, given those games were not as complex as the one we have now. No, like nowadays, or like even like in the early 2000s, they weren't that complex, you know? Or even like the old Nintendo games or Super Nintendo games. But still though, like, you had fun off of those small floppy disk games. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely did. I mean, just for comparison, the game that I'm working on now, just the coordinates... For the positioning of like one object, 300 something megabytes. It's literally one file out of the whole game, and it's just a list of coordinates.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that gives you some context, but.
So, AOL and AIM. Hmm. AOL owned AIM, right?
Yeah. AIM was their instant messenger.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember getting free internet because like you had a bajillion of those discs.
Yeah, lying around like
all the time.
Was it like a 7-day free trial every time? Like,
yeah,
with the code. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think AOL is the reason that people started tracking your free trial use.
Yes,
and limiting you to like the 7 days, and then that's it.
Yes, so. Yes. Yeah, I remember. It was in 97, 98. That's when my parents bought us our first computer for the household, and we all shared it, and we know with internet. And at nighttime, late at night, you know, so I'll just be playing video games on there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then I remember going into Yahoo, opening up a Yahoo account. My name was Hellraiser 1229@yahoo.com. That was my email address.
Yeah,
Hellraiser, like. What the heck? You know, like Hellraiser, and it wasn't like Hellraiser, you know, like the movie was Hellraiza. Hellraiser. kind of ebonics here.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's how any of it was. And it's funny because like you'll play things like World of Warcraft and stuff, and everyone's game character name is like that.
Yeah.
But I always just do something super generic. And I see other people's names like that. I'm like, man, some of those are so cool. And I could never come up with those.
Yeah. I hear you. So tell us about back in the days, old like tech that you guys could recall, or board games, or just any game, anything at all, t-shirts, whatever it is that you guys remember and like want to share with us. Just hit us up with that.
Yes.
All right. And our last segment, because I don't know how much time we have left here, but our last segment is What Am I or Who Am I? Yes. Jeopardy style.
All right. And this one will be our last segment because it is a little over an hour so far. So won't have time for that bonus, unfortunately, but we will save that for next time. And finish out this segment here.
Yep. So, Chelsea, you go first.
Oh, I'm going to go first.
You going first.
Wait, so
I'm
guessing first?
No, I'm guessing what you
okay
are or who you are or whatever you are. If all you're right. anything, I don't know if you're anything at all.
Yeah, I know what I am. What or who I am. Keep it open.
Okay.
So, I would be a character from a cartoon that was definitely aired in the 90s.
Okay.
I don't know how many hints to give you because...
I mean, that's pretty vague there. There's a lot of cartoons that open in the 90s. Like,
it's not one we've talked about so far.
Okay. Can I ask you questions?
Yeah, you can ask me questions. Yeah.
All right. Is it like a fighting cartoon with what do you mean fighting? Like something like, let's say, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or SWAT Cats or something like that.
Okay, yeah. It's in that vein.
Okay.
It's in that vein.
All right. I think it was hot there. I don't know. I think I'm pretty close. Mm-hmm. Are you Shredder?
No. No. It's not one of the ones you named.
Okay.
Yeah.
90s cartoon.
Yeah.
So was it Good versus Evil?
Yeah, it was definitely a Good versus Evil story. Wasn't everything in the 90s? Like...
That's true. Was it Mighty Max?
No, not Mighty Max, but excellent reference. Such a good show.
Mighty Max was so amazing. I love Mighty Max. But see, people don't recall that one there.
Yeah. And the best part is the ending loops you back to the first episode.
Yes.
So you're in just like a massive time loop. They never had to make a second season.
Yeah.
He just makes all the exact same mistakes again. Every time.
Every time. Oh, man. 90s cartoon. How many... Is it space related?
Kind of.
Is it Exo Squad?
No, it's not Exo Squad. So it's like the origin stories kind of have to do with space, but like the main show doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Both cartoon though, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a cartoon.
SWAT Cats?
Mm-mm. No, they've made live action movies and a show now of. The intellectual property of this cartoon, yeah.
It can be X-Men, I know.
No, not X-Men. I would love to see a live-action X-Men show.
Yeah, show, though. Yeah. I mean, they had a couple of, like, we call those.
They had, like, a couple of the super short run
things or whatever. Like, different shows, yeah. Like, spin-off off of different things. Yeah. But Marvel-related. But anyways, man, you got me here, man.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of X-Men... I found out on Disney Plus you can watch X-Men 97.
Yeah, the new one just came out. Well, it comes out every Wednesday. New episodes come out every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The original one and they got the X-Men 97 version, too. So,
what's the difference between the...
Well, X-Men 97 is... Remember, X-Men ended in 96.
Okay.
So, 97 is at the continuance.
Oh, okay.
X-Men 97 on, so...
So, I need to start on the original.
If you want to, yeah. Just catch up.
I'm very much like... Yeah. Start at the beginning and watch everything.
Yeah. Power Rangers?
Not Power Rangers. Did they ever make a Power Rangers cartoon?
Yeah, they got some cartoons on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so,
They only had the live action, but I really stopped watching.
I don't know.
Early.
Man, you got me here. 90s cartoon, space story, but it's on Earth.
Yep.
What's the time era? Is it like modern or is
it's what was modern at the time. So it was like 90s. Kind of contemporary with the period.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. You got me. Is it a well-known cartoon?
That's a well-known cartoon.
Silverhawks? No, Silverhawks was 80s.
I'm going to give a hint, and it might give it away. But the story is about shape-shifting aliens fighting each other, but they're on Earth. Like, they don't leave Earth during the cartoon.
Transformers? That's 80s!
No.
Yes! 85 came out!
I watched it when I was a kid in the 90s.
Oh, okay. Well, which one? Beast Wars?
I watched both.
Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry. So, original Transformers came out in the 80s. 85, 86, I think it was. With Transformers. And then, of course, it carried on to the 90s and stuff like that. Same thing we know with the Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. In late 80s, and it carried over to the 90s. So. Right.
Much like myself. I started in the late 80s and carried over to the 90s.
I'm early 80s, so that's probably why.
That's now.
All right. Transformers, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so then if you could... All right, so now I'm going to guess what character it is?
No. I just... Transformer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, if you could be a character from Transformer, who would you be?
There's a couple good options. Now, can I be a compound character?
You can be whatever character you want to be.
Because, like, there's the whole Constructobots, mm-hmm. and they, like, join together. That's the one that I always thought was the coolest.
Okay.
So, like, that would be the way I'd go.
Okay. I think I'd be Omega Supreme.
I mean, yeah.
I think Omega Supreme.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. All right. I guess my turn now?
Yeah.
All right. So, mine's kind of a mixed bag here, because it's kind of... It starts in 80s and worked through the 90s and 2000s and 2010s and up to this past Monday.
Okay.
Literally to this past Monday.
Okay.
Okay. So.
A show.
So it's something. So it's two in one.
Okay.
So it's like a collaboration.
All right.
Okay. Between a cartoon mm-hmm. and a brand.
A brand.
A brand that you wear. Give me that clue there.
Brand so, that you wear?
Yeah.
I'm going to be terrible at this.
All right. So.
Ooh. Ben 10.
No.
Dang.
No.
I thought like Apple Watch. And,
no. Clue, but no. I'll give another character. I'll give another hint. Something that I like to have. And something that that's so whack. That's what? That's something.
Oxygen.
Oxygen. No, something that I like to wear and have that Alyssa always says cool.
I think the answer to the hint is shoes.
So it is shoes.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it like the Globetrotters?
No.
Because so, they had like a cartoon thing, right?
Yeah. They had a whole cartoon, yeah, back in the late 80s.
Okay.
So you got the shoe part, the brand part. Oh, well, not the brand, but you got the shoe part of this. Mm. Okay. Now time to get the cartoons. It's that cartoon goes from the 80s all late 80s, I want to say, all the way up to now. They've made franchise movies out of this cartoon.
It's about wearing shoes?
No.
They wear shoes in the show.
They definitely don't wear shoes in the show.
They do not wear shoes in the show.
But the shoe company that collaborated with them made shoes for this. And the shoe name kind of relates to the... And this company that made these shoes have always had these shoes out, mm-hmm. like the name of the shoe and the shoe.
Okay.
But they never did a collaboration with a cartoon before. And the cartoon and this shoe makes sense. Because the name of the shoe makes sense with the cartoon that it was.
Okay. So the Flintstones.
No.
Dang.
I'll give you a hint. Green.
Is that something to do with Crocs?
Heck no. I don't like Crocs. I don't like Crocs. Heck no. Green. I gave you a good hint. The green character.
What's a green character?
Durs.
Characters. Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Are you a specific turtle?
No.
Okay.
Well, the shoe, not yes and no on the shoe because it came out with just one color of the turtle, but it really represents all four turtles.
Okay.
So on Monday, Adidas released. So Adidas has a shoe called the Shell Toe Shoes, which has been out for years.
Okay.
Shell toes. So shell, you know, turtle wear shell, whatever. Yeah. But it was never related. It was never related to the cartoon. But they always made shell toe shoes. Shell toe shoes. And they collaborate with Ninja Turtles and say, hey, let's collaborate and come out with these sneakers.
Ninja Turtle shell toes.
Yes. Shoes. So.
Made from bits of real Ninja Turtle.
Yes. So they collaborated with them and they released these shoes on Monday and you had to get on a waiting list to it, which I actually joined the waiting list to see if I could win a chance to win the shoes. Okay. Not win, but pay for the shoes because they were limited.
Okay. So you could win the opportunity to purchase
the shoes. Yeah. They didn't select me. So I was kind of upset. Given, I was kind of happy at the end because it was $130 for the shoe.
Right.
So I'm like, yes, okay.
But like, don't they know that you are a podcaster with literally dozens of fans?
Tell them, man.
I'm hoping we have dozens of fans, honestly.
But these are the shoes.
Okay.
And a cool thing about it is that they come with four little letters that you could put on the shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which are the first initials for all four turtles.
Okay.
Okay. And they don't come in the regular shoe box.
That for Ralph, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
The best Ninja Turtle.
Which is my favorite. You know why he's my favorite Ninja Turtle?
He's the best one.
Besides being the best one, because that's my middle name too. Oh. Raphael.
Well, there you go.
Yep. But anyways, they don't come in a regular shoebox either.
No. Okay.
They come in a... Remember how back in the 80s and 90s, all the action figures came out like in a plastic case in the cover, and the back was like
cardboard.
Cardboard?
Yeah.
That's the way they came out.
That's cool.
With comic book on both sides. Comic book lettering, graffiti on. I'm like, oh, so cool, man. So I was going to buy them and not wear them, and just maybe like in two or three years, you know, like resell them for like more, you know, because they were limited edition. So, see, 130.
Yeah.
So I'm here promoting Adidas. Adidas, if you listen to us here, please send us clothing, shoes, whatever it is. I do wear Adidas. I love Adidas NMDs. I'm a big sneakerhead. And I love shoes.
And if you do decide to sponsor us, we promise we will get your name right. Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas. So, yeah, Adidas. I guess. I guess.
Well, I've heard a YouTuber say that overseas, that's how they pronounce it. So when they come over here, they're like,
I'm not German. Adidas. That's I'm not German. I'm sorry.
Adidas.
Adidas. All right. So, folks, that's our show.
Yes.
Chauncey, what's the PSA?
So the PSA kind of ties back to the 90s and some of the tech that was associated with the 90s. We all remember VHS tapes and how awesome those were. And specifically renting those at movie stores whenever we had the chance. So for the PSA today, if you still think you're living in the 90s, like some of us do, and rent those VHS tapes or just have them sitting around your house, please remember to be kind and rewind.
Rewind.
So, yeah, I think that wraps us up for tonight.
Yeah, and if we want to watch a movie on that, it's a movie called Be Kind and Rewind with Jack Black and Mos Def. Really good movie. Good slapstick comedy there. So check it out.
Watch list now, so.
Hope you guys enjoyed our episode 5 podcast here of Collected Corner. Until next time, folks.
Yeah, adios.